Dog Live. You can bring up anything. We are launching an hour number three of the program. You can dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Still to come, if we get a chance, the FEMA story and your calls, though, are primary, so we go straight to them. Always nice when people hold so patiently through the news. Let's talk first to John, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, John. John, you're on the air.
Oh, God.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I actually wanted to disagree with you on one thing.
Okay.
I pretty much agree with you on almost everything, except for the way y'all bash law enforcement. But
hey, now, wait a minute. That's not fair. I think that there's
every time I talk about a cop, I talk about how many of them would throw themselves in front of bullets. What do you want me to do?
I love the guys.
Shine your badge, too?
Law enforcement against prohibition. I think those guys are fantastic. So there's some really good law enforcement officers out there. Unfortunately, there's some really awful ones. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I mean, and we get stereotyped. You know, those few bad ones make all of us look bad. Sort of like, you know, most people will stereotype radio talk show hosts as being fat and acne, pot-faced people. But,
neither one of us are fat.
What I want to disagree with you is since cigarettes are legalized, that it doesn't, you know, you don't have people getting robbed or people breaking into places and stealing cigarettes, which is actually kind of wrong.
Well, they do. They do break in and steal cigarettes.
When people break into gas stations, whatever, and the main thing they take is cigarettes.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I said that no one's getting robbed for money to buy cigarettes. And, yes, absolutely. When they break into gas stations, cigarettes are small. They're compact. They're worth $4 with all the government taxes on top of them. They're worth $4 or $5.
With government taxes and everything, they're expensive. People are going to steal them. Right?
Yeah, and they're compact.
That's why I wanted to disagree with you on, because people do get robbed. People do actually get in cigarettes. I've been to plenty of robberies. Okay, yeah, they got money got taken, but also so did their cigarettes.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming. Well, I see what you're saying. They're taking the pack of cigarettes because they're robbing them, not they're robbing them for the pack of cigarettes.
But people are getting robbed for the cigarettes, too.
Man.
Most people get, I mean, you can't just sit here and totally say that people aren't getting robbed. I mean, cigarettes aren't causing people to get robbed.
You know, I've never seen a news story. If you're in law enforcement, I don't know whether you are or not, but if you're in law enforcement, maybe you have seen a situation where somebody has been robbed for cigarettes. And if so, I'd like to say that half of a pack of cigarettes value is taxes, if you can call that value.
That's true. And what you might see is more activity like you're describing in places like New York, where the taxes are so obtuse on a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, they get $7 in New York City.
That it's, you know, that again, if you steal enough of them, you can take them out on the street, sell them for 50 cents a cigarette.
I agree with you almost on everything. Even the, you know, I legalize all the drugs you want. People want to kill themselves by doing drugs, so be it.
Right, because one thing you'll definitely agree on is if you made cigarettes illegal, you're going to compound that problem, a hundredfold getting hurt.
Like prohibition was back then.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's a little bit of crime today, it's nothing in comparison to what it would be if cigarettes were completely prohibited. And then again, they are prohibited as far as teenagers are concerned.
And I'd like to say that if I'm going to have, if we're going to have cops, I want to have cops that believe in liberty and cops that believe that in the Second Amendment, cops that believe that I should be able to keep the things that I earn.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I still, I agree with most everything. You know, I'm having my own little problem with my own property. You know, I got my county trying to come in here and try to rip down my fence.
Oh, dear.
To bring up a manhole cover that's 3 feet underground.
Yeah.
But, you know,
they think they own your property.
even though I signed the mortgage and I signed the $75, says that nobody has a right to take it from me.
Yep.
Isn't it amazing? I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. So, okay, there may be a little bit of crime surrounding cigarettes, and definitely in places like New York where
the more government is involved in the cigarettes, the more problems there's going to be because they're going to drive up the price and the value.
And you're going to have teenagers stealing cigarettes. They're going to go into a
It's against the law to even grow your own tobacco plants in your yard. So, I mean, if people really wanted to – you know, cut down the cost of cigarettes, they couldn't do it because it's against the law.
Sure, cigarettes may be legal, but they're still heavily regulated. So what would it be like if we didn't have all those regulations on cigarettes? What would it be like if the taxes weren't there? As you say, 50% of a pack of cigarettes probably taxes in many places, if not more than that.
Yeah, if cigarettes were just competing based on price and didn't have all those taxes involved, imagine, you know, I mean, you've got Marlboros or whatever that are $4.50 a pack. You've got the premium ones that are like the American Spirit that are organic and they're supposed to be less bad for you and because they don't have all the extra chemicals. I think those are even more than the Marlboros are. But you also have the real cheapies at the low end that like they sweep up the tobacco on the floor and they roll them into cigarettes. I believe one of them is called DTC. Used to smoke them. And
damn cheap. Wait, no, never mind.
I don't know what it means. But anyway, there's all different. If they're just competing based on price, then it would drive the price down of the expensive pack.
And one of the reasons why those robberies are happening in the first place, let's trace it back. Why are the reasons that people, what would some of the reasons be that someone would go and rob a convenience store and steal a bunch of cigarettes? Well, it's because you can sell cigarettes on the streets in many places for as much as a quarter to 50 cents each. And so that may be one way for somebody to raise a little bit of income to go buy a crack rock with later. So one of the main reasons why stores are being robbed, period, whether they're stealing cigarettes or money out of the register or whatever, is
likely
to feed
the register,
drug habits.
The money in the register is likely hidden. Cigarettes are bigger than dollar bills. You know, a pack of cigarettes is bigger than a $5 bill, which it takes to exchange
for. And they're valuable.
So therefore, it's harder to hide them.
So re-legalize all drugs, and then the amount of robberies, period, is going to drop dramatically. Violent crime literally will drop almost overnight if you re-legalize all drugs. But you got to do them all. You can't just do marijuana and expect the violent crime to go away. It's not the potheads that are out there rolling people for their money. It's not.
Slitting throats in the middle of knives in the middle of the night of innocent people.
Let's talk to Bill, listening to WKBK in our very own Keene. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, what's your mind?
Not much. I just had a few comments and one question. I'm running for state rep in Keene, New Hampshire. I wanted to, one of the things I would like to see are the taxes lowered in New Hampshire for cigarettes and stuff like that.
Great.
Because we have lost a lot of revenue from all the other states when we raised our taxes twice in 2 years coming in from other states.
Yeah, people would come into New Hampshire to buy their cigarettes because they were cheaper here. That way they didn't have to pay the taxes of their state. Since we raised our prices, they're no longer motivated and they don't do it.
Yeah, their savings aren't there anymore. But I always find it funny when I'm at the bar. I always kind of laugh to myself when I'm at the local bar and drinking and seeing everything around me and how drinking is so glamorized, and I enjoy going out for some drinks, but how all the other drugs are illegal. You know, where drinking is this big thing, and they make it real fun, you know, but it's like the last legal drug, you know, and I just think it's kind of ironic.
They got the Bud girls in the bar giving out Bud prizes, but for some reason or another, you know, all the other drugs are bad.
Yeah, a plant that grows naturally in the earth that springs flowers from it is bad, bad news.
Well, it's not a very pretty flower.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Okay. Some would disagree with you.
Yeah, they just like how it affects them.
So you say you're running for state representative in New Hampshire, and I'm curious.
Yep.
Are you someone who would be willing to sign the small government pledge? The small government pledge essentially says that you will vote small government every issue, every time, no excuses. Is that something you could do, something you could get behind, Bill?
Well, I'm a Republican, so I'm definitely for small government, for sure.
Yeah, but talk is cheap, so would you sign the pledge?
I know, absolutely. And, like, during my campaign, I've been getting surveys from every group, you know, to sign this pledge and that. And it's, like, it's really hard to really – I can't honestly say 100% if it went against something that I truly believe would hurt, you know –
If it went against something, you mean you would vote in favor of bigger government if you thought it'd be good for the state of New Hampshire?
No, I would not.
So if you wouldn't vote in favor of bigger government, if you would vote for smaller government every issue, every time, you could sign the small government pledge, and then I'd actually consider voting for you, because I've got this bar that I've raised pretty high. I won't vote for anybody that won't sign that pledge. I recommend that you go to centerforsmallgovernment.com to learn more about it, you and anybody else that's considering running for office. It really shows that you're willing to take a step that most politicians are deathly afraid of, whether they call themselves Republicans or Democrats, and I encourage you to
What's your last name?
Chafee.
Thank you.
We'll look out for you, Bill. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
In the workplace, we are printing more pages than ever. Document printing has become one of our biggest eco-villains, especially for knowledge workers. In fact, we print one piece of paper every 8 minutes, and the number rises annually by almost 20%. Why? An abundance of information combined with widespread availability of fast, cheap copiers. Here's an alternative. Learn to save and archive files on your computer. Think before you print. And if you're sending documents, add in a message to the recipient and suggest that they too save and archive instead of printing. That's an earth-friendly feature we can all keep in mind. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system. Will consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures? Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. That's all you have to do. There's no jumping through hoops. You don't have to join. No membership fees or anything like that. Click, and they're yours at freetalklive.com. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is October 10th, 11th, and 12th, all happening at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. This ain't your average gun show.
No, if you're in Bowling Green, Kentucky, this is the place to be.
Is it in Bowling Green?
Well, it's in Kentucky, and Bowling Green's probably our closest station to Knob Creek.
We're on KCT tonight.
Yep. Knob Creek. It's knobcreekrange.com?
K-N-O-B, creekrange.com. By the way, it opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person. That's as cheap as any other gun show, by the way.
Yep, and October 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Correct. Knobcreekrange.com. Be there, or you are just not extreme enough. Because that is the extreme. By the way, the owner of the gun range has really pointed, he's been making a plea to the listeners that this could be the last year for the Knob Creek gun show.
Yeah, they had some trouble.
They got flooded.
One, yeah, they got flooded out, and you know, this one could make the difference. If it's if it's another, you know, bummer for some reason or another, yeah, this could be it.
So if it's at all possible, definitely get out there, knobcreekrange.com.
You know, they shoot the 55-gallon barrels, metal barrels full of diesel fuel with tracer rounds and incendiary rounds. It's got to be incredible to watch that.
I wouldn't pay to actually shoot in that because, man, I can't imagine what it costs to actually hold the trigger down on an automatic gun like
I've
that.
Never fired a machine gun, but it sounds like it'd be fun to be there.
I sure would love to watch that. I think that'd be an absolute blast. Literally, there'd be several blasts. Anyway, let's continue with your calls and talk to Eli, listening to KMED in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live, Eli.
I'm sure cigarettes are important, but right now the big banks and financial companies are totally looting our treasury and sending this country hugely into debt. And they're the very ones that set this up with all these derivatives they were floating.
Well, I don't know if they're going to spend the country into debt, because probably what will happen is they'll just print the money out. The Federal Reserve will probably
The country's already bankrupt. I mean, I don't know about spending us further into debt. It's just, they're just stealing
the
money.
They'll steal your, basically, that's what they're doing. I mean, when the Federal Reserve prints money, it's inflating the money supply, and inflation is the most insidious, the most invisible form of taxation. So essentially, when these banks are getting bailed out, it's inflating the money supply of the economy and stealing money right out of your bank account without even you being able to tell that it's happening. That's
what's
going on.
Well, not only that, but they're making us liable for their bad debt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what we need to do now is call Congress, tell them to stop the bailouts, to get the derivatives out of the market, and to back the corporations that are actually producing something rather than to back these financial corporations, which are the ones that are looting the treasury.
So you're suggesting stealing from Americans and giving to companies that produce something?
No, I'm saying that right now what they're doing with this 10-day holiday financial, they're opening up the financial markets to raid the other companies that are not protected by this 10-day freeze, that actually produce things that will actually bring our economy deeper into chaos. And so we need to call our congressmen and tell them to stop the bailouts.
I agree with that. I totally agree. The bailout's a bunch of theft. However, I think that a free person should be able to trade in derivatives if that's what they choose to do. And an organization in a free country should be able to trade in derivatives. However, the problem is that the government's involved in money or banking at all. Jackson
that
worked very
problem.
Hard to return the system to a gold standard. And what they do? Well, within a few decades, they were back off the gold standard, and we're off of it again. You can't trust these thieves with money.
No.
The fact is, The government shouldn't be in money at all, and free people should be able to trade in whatever they want, whether it's gold or silver or slips of paper that say, I'll give you gold and IOUs for gold and silver or bananas or whatever. But the government shouldn't be involved in this at all. And they're thieves. Asking them to keep their hands out of your pockets is just not ever going to help.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you not to make that phone call.
I've sent letters to my congressman already. I mean, yeah. I you know, emails.
They don't care. And besides, the fact is, even if they did stop the bailouts, if you don't shut down the Federal Reserve, you aren't going to the root of the problem. And as long as the Federal Reserve exists, there will be more bailouts in the future, and there will be more militarism.
As long as Congress exists, they'll put a new Federal Reserve in place.
Yeah, that's true. Let's just secede. How about that? How do you feel about that, Eli?
I think that right now this crisis is so outrageous that there are a number of people in the establishment who are saying, you know, this is really going out of hand. And if they get the political will of the people, they could stand up to the Fed at this point and those federal, I mean, those financial institutions. But they really need political will.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's. I don't want to be too critiquing here of your position, but let's go back to 2006. The will of the people, if you could possibly discern the will of the people from voting, which you really can't, but let's just try for a moment. It seemed like there were a lot of people that voted for Democrats in 2006, and presumably the reason was because they were tired of the war in Iraq and they wanted something to change. Then the Democrats got elected into office, and did they do anything about that? Not a, not a damn thing.
They took impeachment off the table and voted for the war. Yeah. But I agree with you. But what I'm saying is, as the crisis gets to a certain point, there's people in the establishment who've been playing along and getting their grease and whatnot, who are starting to sit up and take notice and say, you know, this is really too far. I don't want to have to cross over this line into fascism. But they need the political backing to stand up to these people.
You know, I don't hold out a lot of hope for you. You know, talked about the in France, when
I appreciate his optimism.
Wait, hold on. When they talked about in France about how they were going to, you know, do away with certain workers' rights so that you know, keep people that just entered the workplace wouldn't have the right to never be fired for the first 3 years. They'd have to be like a probationary period, and then they could never be fired. You know, these really ridiculous rules that they were going to, that Sarkozy was going to eliminate. They rioted in the streets. They set cars on fire. They flipped them over. They threw rocks through windows. They had a fit. These were white people doing this. I mean, you know, I mean, not to say, you know what I mean.
These
are civilized Western people in America. You're never going to get the respectables, as it were, off their butts, no matter what color they are. I mean, if you see a Rodney King situation.
No.
They'll freak out. I say you move to New Hampshire and we secede.
If you love liberty. If you don't love liberty, stay out of New Hampshire. But I think the federal government should be given up on. Yes. I think that you should stop paying taxes to the federal government. You should stop obeying the federal government. And absolutely, if you can possibly secede where you are, go for that. If you love liberty and want to allow your neighbors to be free and not aggress against your neighbors, then definitely look into the Free State Project and get here to New Hampshire and get active, because we can make a difference if we get together. I thank you, Eli, for the call.
You know, I sounded like a bigot when I said that white thing.
Yes, you really, I've been sounding like a bigot.
You know, I meant to say, that there were some riots with Muslims, and I wanted to make sure that it wasn't confused with that situation, that these were, you know, young, middle-class kids having a fit over not having socialism.
Yeah, that's what happens when you... When you're in a socialist system, they get spoiled and they don't want their bennies taken from them. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included, along with a 30-day money-back guarantee, by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just a dollar a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers. In the foot care section.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up. And we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. In fact, earlier this week, I sent out an update announcing our auction. You can go to auction.freetalklive.com, place a bid on, I believe, the second banner on the website. You'll get it for an entire month if you're the winner. And it's, what was it the last time I looked, like 12 or 20 bucks or something like that. So pretty cheap at the moment. Still a few days left in the auction, so go to auction.freetalklive.com, place your bid.
Travel less, meet online, try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com, enter promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. That's WebEx.com, enter promo code 600, start your free trial of WebEx.
Correction, the auction is up to 36 bucks, and there's a few days left. So. Auction.freetalklive.com. We go back to your calls about anything you want to talk about. It's Ralph listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing there?
Just super, Ralph. What's on your mind?
Well, I kind of been all over the place, you know, mainly New York, but
yeah,
you know,
sounds like
I'm in Atlanta and everything else. But you were talking about earlier spending 9 years in a federal pen.
No, I wasn't in a federal pen. I was in a state penitentiary in Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, as part of my job, I have to go into this state pen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather not even say what state it's in, but you know, you go in there and you're kind of like on guard all the time. You know, we're all worried about, you know, whether they're going to jump you or whatever.
Sure, and, threatening place.
And, well, the thing is, you know, I've made, like, friends out of these guys now. And it's really kind of strange because they're, like, really polite. And you know, yes, sir, and all this kind of stuff. And come to find out from the guys that, you know, are the guards and so forth that work in there, that like 90% of them are nonviolent drug offenders and people who didn't pay the child support.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, I wouldn't say that's true for every prison. But.
Well, I'm sure, but, you know, what are these guys doing in jail? They're not a threat to anybody.
It's a good question. The answer, I think, has to do with government wanting to increase its scope, government wanting to increase its size. Every government bureaucrat wants to increase the amount of bureaucrats that are underneath them, increase the size of their program's budget, and jail bureaucrats are no different. So essentially what you have is the bureaucrats that work in the jail industry, if you can call it that, want more warm bodies in their jails so they can get more funding for their jails. It's just this sort of natural process or unnatural process of what government does, and government gets bigger. And so one of the best, most effective ways to fill jail cells full of warm bodies is to make it so plants and other inanimate objects are illegal, and then round up all those poor guys that end up getting caught for having those inanimate objects and plants in their possession, put them in those jail cells, and then suck the life right out of them. And as a result, you'll get more money for your government program. I think that's the number one motivator, is that they just want more warm bodies in their prisons. It's sick,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's not right.
No, it certainly isn't.
People are not dangerous. They didn't do anything to anybody.
I'm with you, man. I thank you for the call.
How can you pay your child support? How can you pay your child support if you're locked up in jail?
Another fine question. I don't think they care. The government doesn't really care about whether or not you pay child support. What they care about is their budget. That's what they care about. They care about building more prisons. You fill up one prison, don't think about letting any of the pot smokers out, or the, you know, as you say, the people that didn't pay their child support on time. Let's let a few murderers out while we wait for a new prison to be built. Because that's the way things work. It's crazy. The entire system is just madness, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is so frustrating when you see this stuff happening, when you see the numbers. As I mentioned earlier, 1.5 million Americans last year arrested for drug possession, most of them for drug possession. There's a few in there for selling the drugs, but again, that's another consensual, nonviolent act. There is no victim. If you have no victim, there is no crime. But in the realm of government, they create crimes where there was no crime to begin with. I mean, before you know it, we're going to have people arrested and in jail for computer piracy. Oh, wait, that's already happening. So before you know it, you're going to be
When you use the term computer piracy, what you really mean is sharing.
Thank you.
Sharing things with your friends. That you own.
Thank you for correcting me on that, because you're absolutely right. But they have started putting people in jail for that. So how long is it going to be before Ralph is going to his job at the prison, whatever it is he does there? How long is it going to be before he starts finding, you know, these computer hackers sitting in there? And not even hackers. I mean, file sharers aren't hackers. They're just file sharers. What are you in for? Oh, I was running Napster. Or I guess Napster's old at this point. Kazaa? Is Kazaa too old? I don't know. BitTorrent? Running BitTorrent without a government license? You know, we're not that far away from that.
I turn on the radio, I listen to that music, that's fine with me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, 800-259-9231. And what can be done to change it? Should we take Eli's suggestion earlier and call our representatives, so-called, and beg them to do something different?
Yeah, you want to do that.
Well, who are they going to listen to?
You want it to work.
Are they going to listen to you, or are they going to listen to...
Rich, powerful lobbyists?
The lobbyists of the union representatives, the union of jail guards, for instance.
Certainly, they're certainly more powerful than you are.
If we get all these nonviolent drug offenders out of prison, we're going to have to put all these jail guards out of work. And what about the DEA? They're going to not have jobs either. And
they've been using the jail program to take a lot of people off welfare. You know, they're giving them these relatively easy jobs, and that way they don't have to... They can give them state money without them just sitting around for it.
So, should we also mention that the United States has the most, as far as percentage per capita population, the most people in behind bars than any other developed country in the entire world.
Well, you've misstated, actually. They have more people in prison than any country in the world. It's not per capita.
Isn't it both? Isn't it
well, of course
in
it's
prison
both.
And per capita?
But, I mean, you look at countries like China.
Like China.
We still have more people in prison than China.
China has a lot
more
people.
And they have triple the population.
Is it just triple? I think they've got more than that.
Well, maybe quadruple, but that's about as far as you can go with it.
Yeah. So what do you have to say to that? How sad and pathetic is that, that in the so-called land of the free, there are more people in prison than China? Really, you could just leave it there. Let's go on with your calls and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the AMP line. Hello, Gene.
Hello. Actually, I was going to talk about tainted milk in China. But first, I want you to visualize this T-shirt that I'm wearing. And I brought it back from the Reno National Championship Air Races. It's just a white T-shirt, and it says Reno. And then underneath is a speed limit sign, and it says speed limit, 500 miles per hour.
Nice.
So, I like cool. that T-shirt.
All right, go ahead with the China story.
The difference between the cult members in China and the cult members in the United States. Of course, by cult members, I'm always referring to those people who believe in the fiction called government.
Yes, sir.
But the cult members in China actually have arrested the head of the so-called, you know, the equivalent of their FDA over there within the region where this tainted milk has come from.
Hmm.
And the tainted milk is actually, the reason it was tainted was because of the farmers were loading the milk up with some garbage in order to, you know, increase the protein level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have the tainted milk. So even though it was the farmers that did it, the cult members in China actually took a high government official and locked them up for it. And they're going to be putting them on trial. Now, there's two other high government officials, mayors over two of the fictitious areas in question, that are also under investigation. They haven't yet been arrested, but they're likely to be arrested, too.
Now, are you pointing this out because it's so unusual as far as that stuff never happens in the United States? Usually they just get a slap on the hand, maybe get fired, and that's about it?
It literally never happens in the United States, but it always happens in China.
I wish that if we had some kind of punishment clause in the Constitution for anybody who stepped out of bounds, it was found unconstitutional, that they hang the politician for subverting our rights. As far as I'm concerned, that it should be a greater punishment than what we would receive. These are the people that would lead.
It doesn't work that way, though. Thanks, Gene, for the call. Good points. 800-259-9231. Instead, the government people, whether they're the politicians or just the lowly bureaucrats, they get lesser punishments if they even get punished at all for whatever it is that they're doing. In many cases, the cops have gotten away with murder. You have to molest a kid to get in trouble as a government person. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. If you dial now, we'll do our best to sneak you in these remaining moments of the show. Live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on our website, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you become an amplifier. You can do it for as little as $3 a month. It's a great way to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and generally spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board and get access to the perks like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls. Daryl, listening to KGEZ in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I was just curious, what is your definition of this free trade? And how does that, or that, and your, what you talk about all the time? How do you look at that?
Free trade is no restrictions on trade. You don't need 700 pages outlining what free trade is. Free trade is the ability of the people to trade freely.
Okay, now does that also include all foreign countries that want to trade with us?
Foreign countries don't have anything. Businesses in foreign countries might want to trade. Foreign countries are other entities like ours that would get involved. They're gangsters that would get in the way. And if I wish to trade with someone in a foreign country and I have to deal with a set of gangsters or two sets of gangsters, I guess that's my business if I wish to do that. However, I think it's wrong that those gangsters get in the middle.
Okay, well, do you think it's wrong that the federal government has made it so that we're part of the World Trade Organization and they're writing all these various treaties with these other countries?
I haven't read all of the treaties, and they're tomes. These things are humongous. But I'm of the opinion that you don't need pages upon pages upon pages of rules to make free trade.
Right, you need the absence of the government.
Right, I think that what those are is people trying to make what they call fair trade, and I don't think that fair, there's no definition of fair. Fair is a lie that somebody told you. Free people should be free to make decisions, and our government should not be involved in any way, shape, or form. Then other governments are going to say, hey, you know, those people in America are making a lot of money because their government's not involved. And some of them will back off a little, too.
Do you think there should be restrictions and requirements for products that are sent here as far as, you know, their value is as far as like food or non-tainted products?
Yes, but I don't think they should. To answer your question, yes, there should be restrictions, but they should not be governmental restrictions. They should be market-based restrictions in that, for instance, if you're running a grocery store, you want to make sure you're putting the best quality food stuffs on the shelves for people to purchase. So you want to make sure that your vendors, if you're getting them, whether you're getting them from across town or from overseas, you want to make sure they're vetted. You want to make sure that the products are safe. It's in your best interest as a business person to make sure those things are
safe. That's true, but now we have the government interfering with that. Involving us in Codex Alimentarius and things that are going to restrict and basically make fluoride, you know, a nutrient and take vitamin C and turn that into a toxin.
Sure, and you know, you're talking about the UN here, and it's just a larger group of gangsters. I feel they're less legitimate.
And that's fine, but what are you going to do about it? You know, sitting there and saying you have
we're
free
gonna
trade, there has to be some
secession, my friend.
Structure. I mean, even a whorehouse has rules.
Well, I totally agree that whorehouses should be allowed to have rules. However, I don't see, you know, I mean, claiming that you want a certain structure is no different than claiming that you don't want the structure on free trade. There's really no difference.
That's you're arguing a double negative. So,
what?
Anyways, have a great weekend.
Wait, what's that? Come back. Wait. Oh, we're not done with the conversation. Okay. Bye. What was the double negative? What's he talking about?
I don't know what he's talking about. If you're saying that, you know, arguing for some version of fair trade, you're just arguing for the words on the paper. I say we shouldn't have the paper. I don't think that that is any more or less futile than, you know, the other situation.
Yeah, I agree
difference?
With him on the Codex Alimentarius. It's just more regulations, more restrictions, more controls by the government. There is no need whatsoever for any government strictures at all on trading. You get to you should be able to decide for yourself as a business owner who to do business with around the world. You get to decide what products to put on your shelf, where they come from, what quality standards you're going to accept. For instance, Walmart and Target and all the other major retailers out there have a certain level of quality, and one of those are the standards for their vendors. And one of those standards is the UL logo. It's a great example of the marketplace self-regulating itself and controlling itself without the use, without the need or the interference of the government whatsoever. The Walmart buyer who's looking at a brand new toaster that Black & Decker is trying to sell them is going to make sure that Black & Decker has taken that toaster through an appropriate process to make sure it's safe. They're not going to just take it in on Black & Decker's name. They're going to double check. They're going to see that it's UL listed. They trust that UL knows how to vet products, and so they'll sell that product. But if, you know, some China brand comes over and is offering a Ching Chong toaster and it hasn't been vetted by UL or it hasn't been vetted by ETL, one of the two major vetting companies out there that actually checks these products for safety, then they're not going to let that toaster on their shelves.
You know, there's all kinds of private brands out there that propose to tell you what's good and what's bad. Mr. Goodrich is a good example of, you know, automotive repair guys. You know, some guys have it, some guys don't. I think some people look for it, some people don't. But, you know, if it's a good label, then there he goes. I believe Zagat's Rates Restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't government controls, people.
J.D. Power.
The government doesn't get involved in these organizations. These are private entities rating things on their own. Consumer Reports is probably the single best example, and they make a drug book, which tells you the effects of all the prescription drugs.
Lady listeners come first. We go to Chris listening in Montana to KGEZ. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
You know,
what's
this Codex Alimentarius thing I heard, it's really frightening.
Yeah.
December 31st, 2009, we have to be in compliance with it.
Well, I don't have to be in compliance with anything.
I thought the date had passed once already. I thought we had passed that date once already, and now that they're trying to come up with another one.
And I'm hearing more and more that it's just right around the corner that our nutrients will be toxins and our food will be toxic.
Our government has to get in line with this, and they're just not doing anything with it. I mean, it may be a UN rule, but it could be a UN rule, and we just never follow it. I sincerely hope our government does not get on board with this, because I didn't vote.
So do I, because once you're involved with it, it's You can't get out of it.
You're screwed, yeah. I didn't vote for Boutros Ghali or whomever it is that's running the UN these days, and I don't feel that we have any obligation as American citizens to follow what they say.
No, they're not my...
I agree. We withdrew our consent here in Montana.
Me too. I've withdrawn my consent as well, and I thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. We're short on time, unfortunately. I've got to continue here and go to David listening to WKBK in Keene. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. I was just thinking, if you said you're against free trade, is that what you said?
Nope. For free trade.
Sorry that we didn't make it clear. Free trade, we were defining what free trade is, the real free trade, and that is the absence of governmental strictures, the absence of regulations, the absence of rules and restrictions. That's free trade, and I'm fully in favor of your ability to trade with whoever you damn well want to.
Oh, because I was just thinking, because I buy and sell stuff on eBay all the time and all over the world, and... I don't know. I think it's great.
Yeah, and I don't think that you should have to ask anybody's permission to buy
or pay anybody to any state organization in order to do that.
Absolutely. I thank you, sir. We're short on time. Got to get quickly to Tim in Wisconsin, who's been waiting patiently. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Because of how bad I thought the stuff was that the caller before the last break was talking to you two about happening. That's where I hope, both hope and pray that the, also one of the things that makes the difference is that I've also been doing is I told the police and a sheriff in Nakusa, Wisconsin, gave them a good word about how I appreciate them for the way I've seen them be decent with the people and stuff and then earlier tonight I also gave a police officer in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, hear a good word like that, and seeing that they must go by the Constitution and stuff, and just as they appreciate that in Nakusa, Wisconsin, he also, the officer in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, here also appreciated that, and.
It's a little hard to understand you, Tim. I appreciate the call tonight. Sounds like he was telling the police officers that he appreciates the things that they do.
Sure, you've got to positively reinforce when rather than just entirely negative reinforcing. All you're going to do is build bad will. If you do negative reinforcement, positive reinforcement works.
I think it's important to talk about or to discuss the issue of when you're communicating with bureaucrats to be polite. We talked about this earlier this week. These are human beings, even though sometimes it feels like they're being inhumane. They are human beings, and we need to remember that when we're talking with them and dealing with them and letting them know that, we're humans too, and it's wrong to hurt us, so let's try to get along together on a consensual, voluntary basis instead of all the threats the government normally likes to throw around. We'll see you Monday night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you